Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Can we conceive when time was not, the nothingness of cosmic sleep, when formless there was only void, no near, no far, no height, no deep? In love's embrace God's uttered word then sounded from life's boundless heart, like suns exploding into space, light burst forth dazzling in the dark. Upon the deep there spread delight, for God had smiled and deemed it good, like solar winds was wisdom's breath, her warmth yet gentle on her brood. Dividing light from darkness then, God called light day and darkness night. Thus evening came and morning came, this first of days and God's delight. Amen. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything, in the name of Jesus Christ. We praise and thank you, O God, through your word, Jesus Christ, through whom you have enlightened us by revealing the light that never fades. Joy to all creatures, honor, feasting, and delight. Night is falling, and day's allotted span draws to a close. We have enjoyed your gift of daylight. Brighten now our evening hours. We praise and glorify you, Abba, through your Son, our love, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Great are the works of Adonai, to be pondered by all who love them. Happy are those who love God and delight in the whole of Torah. Their children shall be blessed, strong and upright in the land. The households of the just will flourish. Their integrity stands firm forever. A light shines from them for others, for they are generous, merciful and just. The good lend freely to others and conduct their affairs with honor. They never waver from doing what is right. Their justice is remembered forever. They do not fear evil news. With strong hearts they trust in God. Steadfast and without fear, they will watch the wicked crumble. Open-handed, they share with the poor. Their integrity stands firm forever. This strength will bring them honor. But hatred devours the wicked, who grind their teeth and depart. Their hopes all turn to ashes. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Great are the works of Adonai, to be pondered by all who love them. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali, anguish has taken wing. Dispelled is darkness. For there is no gloom where but now there was distress. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Peter and Andrew, and he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Peter and Andrew, and he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." For they were fishermen, and he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Peter and Andrew, and he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." Jesus taught in the synagogues, proclaimed the reign of God, curing all their illnesses and healing their disease. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus taught in the synagogues, proclaimed the reign of God, curing all their illnesses and healing their disease.
For the unity of the Christian churches and the common good of all earthkind, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the people of this and every other nation, that all be guided in the way of justice and peace,
God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the health and well-being of all creation, and the wisdom and will to conserve it, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all those who have asked for our prayers, and those for whom we have promised to pray, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, and for those who care for them, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who have died, and for those who grieve their passing, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you called and gifted Jesus for a ministry of teaching and proclaiming the gospel and curing every disease and illness among the people. You have called and gifted each of us to continue his mission and ministry in a great variety of ways with a wonderful diversity of gifts. When we go astray, help us wake up and change direction so that we may channel our lives and our energies into preparing the way for your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face graciously smile upon us. May God's Spirit favor us and all of creation with peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.